It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury in Douglas County has found Devin Erickson guilty of murder and other charges for his role in a Highlands Ranch school shooting in 2019. CPR's Allison Sherry reports Erickson will spend the rest of his life behind bars.
We, the jury, unanimously and beyond a reasonable doubt, find the defendant, Devin Michael Erickson, guilty of murder in the first degree after deliberation.
The mandatory sentence for first-degree murder is life in prison without the possibility of parole. Erickson, who is now 20, brought a loaded gun into a literature classroom 2 years ago and told everyone to not move. He was tackled by several students, and he fired the gun several times, killing Kendrick Castillo and injuring others. His co-defendant, Alec McKinney, already pleaded guilty for his role in the shooting last year. Erickson's sentencing hearing is in September. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
We will hear more about the trial and yesterday's verdict later this morning. Wildfire smoke is likely to head over the Front Range today. Scott Landis is a state air quality forecaster. He expects high levels of both ozone and particulates, which can be harmful to human health.
In general, if you're going to be outside, do it during the morning and, you know, maybe slow it down by 50% or so.
The smoke is coming from fires in Arizona and New Mexico. A fire in Utah has been sending smoke into western Colorado around Grand Junction and over Vail and Aspen. An investigation is underway in Greeley after police shot and injured a man Monday night. Greeley's police department says officers were responding to reports of a burglary when the 57-year-old man barricaded himself inside his trailer home and threatened to shoot at officers if they didn't leave his property. Fireworks are allowed again in El Paso County. The sheriff's office lifted a fireworks ban after some recent rain helped lower the risk of fire. County officials are urging people to be cautious. It will be hot and mostly dry across the state again today, with highs in the 90s around Colorado Springs and right at 100 in Metro Denver. This is CPR News.